Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bears. What's up? It's 8:02 on a Friday night in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. It's gone cold again, by the way, if you haven't stepped outside. Yeah, we're in a very unhealthy time here in Chicago because of the changing weathers. I would expect that everybody's going to be sick by the end of this week. So enjoy that on a Friday night. But I'm glad that you are along for the ride wherever you may be going tonight. I'm Mark Grody. 312-644-6767 is the number. And coming up a little bit later on, we will check in with Bruce Levine, who is in Arizona covering the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox. We'll have Dave Leto on a little bit later on as well, 9:30 to be specific, the Dave Leto Show, the head coach of the DePaul Blue Demons. Coming up here momentarily, Addison Russell, the Cubs shortstop, speaking publicly for the first time since his suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policy. So we're going to hear that. It goes about 20 minutes or so, but I thought that you should listen to it because I want your reaction to it. We will give Bruce Levine's reaction to it. I will give you my reaction to it here in just a little bit. But for right now, listen, and then we will talk about it. This is Addison Russell with Reporters in Arizona Today.
These past few months have been a productive few months. I've been doing the league-mandated treatment and also participating in voluntary counseling as well. Through that counseling, I have learned to better identify my feelings and emotions, learning how to handle adversity and challenges whenever I'm faced with them, and creating healthier relationships with Melissa and Mallory for the benefit of our children.
Addison, at the first statement, you said that you dismissed this or whatever. You said that this was not true. What's changed from then until now?
Yeah, so I've had time to reflect, and through counseling, I have a better understanding what domestic abuse really is, and I am committed into my work right now. That's my main focus. And already I see the benefits that come within that with my family and my children.
What's the reaction from your teammates been like?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. My teammates have shown nothing but support for me and my family. I think through this whole process, the person that has been inflicted the most in this process is Melissa. And what I want to say to everyone here today and also to her is that I want to own those actions. And I am sorry for the hurt that I have caused Melissa and the pain that I put her through. And I am trying my best efforts to become a better person.
So Leo said a part of your therapy is accountability. So you did physically and mentally abuse her.
I know that there's been a lot that's been said and reported these past few months. I don't want to get into any specifics, but what I do want to say is I am accountable for my past actions. I'm not proud of the person I was, but I do want to own this issue and take responsibility for the hurt and the pain that I've caused Melissa, and for that I am sorry.
Addison, how committed are you to continuing this work? Theo has said bottom of the second inning, you have a long way to go. How committed are you? How much do you want fans and your teammates to understand where you're at?
I am fully committed to this work. This has my main focus. I think identifying this issue in my home and with my family is most important. I believe that the baseball aspect of things will handle itself. But like I said, my teammates, the organization, my family, friends, and fans have showed nothing but support for me and my family.
Edson, I just want to be clear, you're not denying any allegations any longer. I know you don't want to talk specifics, but the allegations that were put forth, there's no longer any denial.
I want to own my actions. I want to be accountable for the hurt that I put Melissa through and the pain that she went through. That's what I want to own.
How do you regain the support of Cub fans after this?
Thank you for that question. I know that I'm still early in this process, and through this process, I realize that I have let a lot of people down. I've let Cubs fans down, my organization, my teammates, my family, and also myself. I'm doing everything in my power to become a better person, father, teammate, partner, and provider. And through this process, I believe that I have already shown great improvements just coming home, you know, my family and my kids. We are creating a happy, healthy, lovable household.
Edison, we're all products of how we're brought up. How much time have you had to reflect on you being brought up and how you got to that point and things that happened to you when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I really don't want to make any excuses for myself. My past behaviors were wrong and unacceptable, and I'm doing everything in my power to become a better person. I realized through counseling that I am taking the necessary steps to become a better person.
Did you know while you were in the middle of it, before counseling, that your actions were wrong while you were going through this?
Thank you for that question. I realized that there was a problem, and I sought out help before the league mandated me treatment. And through that process, I better understood what domestic abuse is about.
When did you begin to recognize this and realize that you needed more help than you were even seeking?
I would say 2 to 3 weeks before the season ended last year.
I think one of the things Melissa said was kind of after the World Series things kind of got out of control. Looking back on it, have a sense of kind of how it came to this point for you and some of your relationships and how things kind of went sideways off the field for you?
Yeah. So I want to take accountability for my past actions. And like I said, I'm not proud of the person that I once was. Without getting into details or specifics, I just want to own that what I did was wrong and inexcusable, and I'm sorry for the hurt and pain that I put Melissa through.
And you said you've learned more about what domestic abuse or violence is. How would you define that from what you've learned through your counseling?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Through counseling, I have expanded my definition on what domestic abuse is, and it includes feeling like you're the only person on an island, feeling isolated, but also disrespected by someone who cares about you.
Hey, Addison, you can answer this or not, but in the course of your therapy, have you figured out that this was a gradual process that got you to the point where you had your biggest issues, or was it something that just kind of came up in a shorter period of time?
Could you repeat that question?
Yeah. How in the course of your therapy, how far back have you been able to identify the fact that you had an issue with this?
Yeah. So I have had time to reflect. And through counseling, I know that I have to address this issue in my own home and with my family. I believe that it starts there. And going through with this process, which I'm fully committed to, I believe that I will become a better person.
How clear have they made it just how tenuous this still is for you? You're here right now, but it's a very, very fine line.
Yeah, it's hard work. It's not easy, but I am committed to this work. It's what I'm focused on, you know, right now. It's been hard, but I am fully committed into this process. I want to become the best person that I can be, the best father, partner, and teammate.
Hearing about the whole organization and what they are doing to kind of be part of the solution, as they've talked about, and putting everybody who walks into this building through domestic abuse understanding, helping them understand what it is.
Yeah. Through this process, I have to be accountable. I have to own it in my own home and my family. The organization has shown me great support, not only me, but my family. And most importantly, the person that has been impacted on this issue the most, which is Melissa. And just to have the support of the organization for myself, my family, and Melissa speaks to this organization. I myself am happy to be here, and my family thanks this organization for having me here to give me a second chance.
Do you have an understanding of what this organization has gone through? Like, Joe Madden took so much criticism, so much heat when this first came out. Theo as well. I mean, they've really taken PR hits. What your actions have caused them.
Yeah. So I have to take accountability for that. And my family and I love Joe. We love this organization. We love our teammates for supporting us.
Why do you think you got a second chance?
I believe that the organization and the people within the organization, also my teammates, see something in me that wants to come out. They see that I am determined and 110% committed into making myself better.
Are you in a relationship now with anyone?
I am in a relationship.
And if you don't mind me asking, how's that going? And with your therapy, how has that helped?
It's a great relationship. It's a loving relationship. We instill respect, empathy, and support in our relationship. It's a very loving relationship, and we like to have fun as well. We enjoy our time together.
Addison, when you were suspended, did you assume you had played your last game as a Cub?
Great question. My hopes were no, but I realized the severity of this issue, and I want to address this issue, and I want to be accountable for my past behaviors and tell everyone that I am committed to becoming a better person.
Addison, how would you describe your current relationship with Melissa, and how has she reacted to any growth that you may have displayed?
Yeah, the relationship is moving in the right direction. Communication has been great. We have a relationship that is moving in the right direction. Instilling in our relationship at the core values would be having respect for one another, showing sympathy and empathy for each other's position, and effectively co-parenting our son. We believe if we instill those things, we will effectively co-parent our son.
Is there anything you want to say directly to Cub fans about their support, their criticism, all the way they've observed this throughout your ordeal?
Yeah, I understand that there's Cubs fans that don't understand this process that I'm going through. I'm sorry for letting the Cubs fans down, along with the organization. What I want to say to them is, I am committed in my work to become a better person, and be a better person at the end of this.
To expand on that, Addison, you know, for every person out there that believes people deserve deserve second chances. There's people out there that don't when it comes to certain actions. Why do you think you believe and deserve this second chance?
Because I'm driven. I'm driven. I've always wanted to become a better person. I'm showing growth and improvements in areas that needed to be attended to. And my family is benefiting from that growth. I see it every day when I come home to my children. You know, it's a great feeling whenever you can communicate with your partner and your children and have a loving atmosphere, you know, a loving home.
Do you believe that the abuse, the actions you had in the past are truly in your past at this point?
I truly believe that I'm not proud of the person that I once was, but through counseling, I know how to identify my feelings a lot better. I would say that person is left in the past.
Addison, the organization is taking some steps to get involved with domestic violence programs. Are you going to be involved in any way? Is there anything that you want to do personally, donate money or your time?
Yeah, so I'm still early in this process and making great work. My focus is on right now and continuing this process and embracing this process. But when the opportunity and the timing is right, I definitely want to go that route.
For you to do this today, was that important to you? Because once everybody's here, then this is already out of the way and the group can focus on baseball too.
Yeah. This is definitely an issue that has to be handled, and I want to take accountability for this issue. Like I said, I've talked to my teammates, and our relationship, you know, they have been open in communication, and then very supportive as well. But yes, this is an issue that we needed to address and able to move forward.
Will baseball, do you think, be easier for you with when you grow into this path and you feel better about yourself and your relationships? Will your work be easier for you to accomplish?
I'm not going to make really any excuses. My focus is this work and being fully committed into becoming the best me that I can be. I believe that the baseball aspect of things will handle itself.
Have you thought about or maybe talked about therapy, if and when you do return to game action, how to prepare for mixed reactions, whether it's at home or on the road, how the crowd or fans may perceive you?
Yeah, so I am learning how to cope with, you know, my feelings and emotions, to handle adversity whenever I face them. Through my process and through my treatment, I feel really confident that this issue should not come up again.
Would you talk about the process? Can you just detail, like, who you're meeting with or how often these meetings are happening, how long that process will be in terms of counseling?
Right, so who I'm meeting is a private relationship, but I do talk to my counselor weekly. Last time I talked to my counselor was yesterday.
I think one of the statements said you got to find your own person in addition to
that was him.
Major League. That's who we're talking to.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been preparing for this press conference?
I have been looking forward to this press conference, to have a voice finally and speak on what I have been thinking. You know, this past week has been great. It's been a lot of emotion being out there with my teammates, being in this clubhouse, and also communication with my friends and family. My preparation for this press conference, It's been tough. I've had I haven't ever had to face the media like this before, and to do that, I think I am becoming a better person.
Nah, shut up.
Chicagoland's commercial truck head.
That is Cubs. Was that Ranji? Come on. Keep Ranji.
St. Louis is just coming through.
Stay out of Chicago business, Ranji. All right, I shouldn't be laughing after that. That was Cubs shortstop Addison Russell speaking publicly for the first time since his suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policies. I have a lot of thoughts on that, which I'm going to get to here in just a little bit. Also want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Did it satiate your need for answers in any way, shape, or form? There are some obvious things like the fact that it was well rehearsed. I will give you my thoughts on the press conference and what Russell needs to do going forward. I got some very specific thoughts on that. We'll also get Bruce Levine's thoughts on. He was obviously, you heard his voice in the press conference. We'll hear from him a little bit later on. He will talk about the Cubs and he will talk about the White Sox, but we'll get into this more of this Addison Russell here in a second. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767, also textable at 67-11, getting a lot of your reaction there as well. More coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Nah, shut up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I want to take accountability for my past actions. And like I said, I'm not proud of the person that I once was. Without getting into details or specifics, I just want to own that what I did was wrong and inexcusable. And I'm sorry. Sorry for the hurt and pain that I put Melissa through.
Addison Russell today in Cubs camp, speaking publicly for the first time since the suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic abuse policies. It's Mark Grody with you here until 10 o'clock. We got Bruce Levine coming up a little bit later on. 312-644-6767 is the number. Definitely want to hear from you, your reactions to Addison Russell and whether or not he's satisfied your need to know if he said the right things. Clearly he said the right things. We all know it's kind of a duh that it was extremely well rehearsed. It's obvious that he did this interview, that there was a mock interview with somebody asking him questions and he answered because he didn't hesitate in any one of his answers. He talked in generalities a lot. I do hope it wasn't the Cubs that had him like go through all the Q&A. I get it. Like every single organization is going to coach their guys up on how to deal with the media, but this was very, very specific. I hope it wasn't the Cubs. I don't think it was the Cubs because Theo Epstein was great in what he said, and it doesn't sound like that they'd be interested in giving him sort of the safety of the press conference. And from what I understand, just from listening today to Bruce Levine, who we'll hear from a little bit later on, that actually Theo Epstein was in the audience as a part of this today as well. And I think that maybe even the chairman, Tom Ricketts, was as well. So it seems like they have done a good job in terms of that, like management has. Yeah, it was smart for Addison Russell. I do think it was good. Whether, you know, we don't know what's really in Addison Russell's heart, but the fact that he did mention Melissa a lot, the victim, that was smart to keep her human and to make sure that everybody knows repeatedly that she is the real victim here and obviously not Addison Russell. The thank you for the question stuff, we could do without that. That was crap. That was pandering, and you know it. And I know that he was coached on that because I think we heard those exact utterings from Patrick Kane a couple of years ago when he had that press conference at, I believe it was at the University of Notre Dame when he was going through his allegations at that time. And I think he kept saying, thank you for the question. Stop that. Stop that. That is disingenuous, completely disingenuous. You know, accountability, words like that were good to use. So now, to me, it's more of, and we're going to take your calls here in a second, 312-644-6767. It's up to it from here forth. Not for staying out of trouble. I mean, that's obvious that he can't repeat or come close to doing anything that he has done. How accountable will he be? And I say that in terms of the media. Is that it now? Like, is he shut off from having to answer those kind of questions, because that would be a huge mistake. I think that if a reporter wants to take Addison Russell off to the side and ask him questions to get progress reports, not every day, he doesn't have to be hounded and people don't have to be obsessed with his story. But a lot of times in these situations, not just with the Cubs, but any sports teams, you get a crack at asking these questions and then that's it. Then the rest of the questions have to be about baseball. If they are serious about this and remaining transparent, as the Cubs have throughout most of this, it's now up to Addison Russell to stay transparent, to stay up to his word, that if a reporter wants to ask him about it around his locker, that they should be allowed to, and that he doesn't shut those reporters out. And who knows, maybe that is his plan, to be continue to be transparent about what is going on. But I just think that is, if this is going to be different, if we are to take him at his word for this, I think that he needs to continue to answer questions if those are still out there. 312-644-6767, the number. Let's go to Garrett in Lafayette, Indiana. Garrett, you are on the Score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The thing that I felt was missing in all of this, and even with Theo, nobody ever asked, how did you feel when Addison denied it to begin with? And Addison, why did you deny it to begin with vehemently and say you would be exonerated and all this? It, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this came out in like 2017 to begin with. Then he played almost 2 more years of baseball before it came to such a head that they have to address it. So obviously he's lying about it to begin with, and that to me doesn't deserve a second chance. That means you're trying to cover it up. I know that what he did is much, much worse than steroids, but there were 2 people in the steroid issue that I respected, and that was Jason Giambi and Andy Pettitte, because they admitted it. Everybody else didn't, but they came out and admitted it and said, here's what I did. If he would have done that to begin with and then said, I need help, then yeah, give him a second chance, but he didn't. He said, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Let's see if we can sweep it under the rug, and then when he couldn't, here's what we have.
Garrett, thank you for the call. You're right. You know, he tried to do that initially. The only thing I will say is that, you know, his answer to your question, generally speaking, was that he was unaware of, or he knows more now, and I'm paraphrasing, he knows more now about what domestic abuse is and what it all entails, and now he has a better understanding of what it is. Let's go to Jay on the north side. Jay, you are on the Score. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mark, just give me a quick call. On this whole thing, you know, we had this issue, like you said, with Kane. We had this Bobby Hull, you know, how many years ago? If this was Chris Bryant, this was Rizzo, this was even Baez, this would be a whole different subject, I think. And even Baez a couple of years ago, he wasn't playing that good, and he was kind of looked at as the next guy to go out the door. You know, I think if what Russell needs to do is just get back to playing baseball in Chicago, and things will kind of go away. You know, if this was Star Bryant, I think we would be doing like Kane and saying, hey, you know what, it wasn't his fault and something happened and, you know, all these other things. I think he's definitely wrong with what he did. Yeah, he shouldn't have covered up. Yeah, he shouldn't have stayed behind it for so long. But I think for him and the way he's played in the last almost 2 seasons, they just need to go back and play in ball and try to get past a lot of this, because it's not helping the team at all.
Jay, I disagree, because I think that this is a starting player, Addison Russell. He is still a part of your core. This is not some blow-off guy with the team. He's a guy, he's still here because he's part of your core. So I think that Addison Russell is, you know, his play has not been great lately, but he is, you know, considered a rising star with the Cubs. So I think he's on that same level. In terms of things like this, you brought up the examples of Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. I do think that with something like this, that they would be treated the same way. And if not, shame on all of us involved. Let's go to Matt on the north side. Matt, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm just wondering, like, what took so long for him to, finally admit? And I feel like all this is just systematic on the way it all happened. All right, you get the counseling, you get the press conference, you have Theo going on and, you know, having to explain the situation, and he did a good job at that. But I mean, the whole thing still didn't sound sincere. He kind of was talking in circles, using the same exact words, you know, better partner, better father, better friend, better teammate. And it just sounded very robotic, the entire thing. I mean, I don't know.
All right, Matt, I appreciate the call. And this hour on the Score is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. If it was a public relations expert, they would probably say he did a great job, because you're right. He was repeating himself, and he was using really good words, you know, like accountability, like thank you. And this is an interesting text, too, from the 708. It says, I don't think him saying thank you for the question is meant for the media. I think it is a genuine tool for the responder to keep emotions even keeled. I don't know. I just that part did sound disingenuous to me, though. And again, I can't know what he was really thinking, but that just seems like coaching 101. And you know, I know Addison a little bit from my time covering the Cubs, and you know, he's a soft spoken guy. He was always very accommodating. He was willing to chat, but he wasn't like a long form guy. So to get a little bit of coaching, I do understand that. But yes, it would have been nice to hear just a little bit more of him being him, as opposed to staying within a very small amount of words and speaking points that he used out here just to satisfy everybody. But we don't know how, you know, Melissa feels about it. You know, if these were the things that she needed to hear, you know, that's what really counts. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Like high-scoring winning hockey, do you? The battle for Central Division supremacy takes place this Sunday as the conference's highest-scoring offense. The Chicago Wolves host Iowa at Allstate Arena for the 25th season. Enjoy discounted concession items. 312-644-6767. As far as the baseball side of things is concerned, what I really wonder, and I'll ask this question to Bruce Levine too, is if Addison Russell will ever be the starting shortstop for the Cubs again, and not necessarily because of what's happening, but because Javier Baez is going to that spot, and he'll play there for the first 30 games of the year for sure. But Baez probably is going to want to stay there. Not that he necessarily has final say on that. I do think that Javier Baez on the overall has become a better shortstop than Addison Russell. I only say that because of the throwing problems that Russell has had. He's still a very good shortstop, don't get me wrong. I think that Baez might keep that spot. And if anything, you put Addison Russell back at second base if he does come back in the lineup, if he does follow through with everything that he has. But I think it's pretty interesting to look at that spot and see if Javier Baez ends up staying at shortstop for the Cubs. And it is, man, it has been really interesting when you look at that, the carousel of shortstop that, you know, you once upon a time had Starlin Castro at that position, and he was part of your core at one point in time, that he was the young guy who you had to develop. He and Rizzo, those two guys were what we thought was the core. And then along comes Addison Russell, and he promptly replaces, well, not promptly, but he ultimately did replace Starlin Castro at shortstop. And now it looks like all along, maybe as it turns out very quietly, it was Javier Baez all along that he becomes the starting shortstop. I don't know. I just, aside from what's going on and the real questions that Addison Russell is answering and has to answer, I just see Javier Baez staying at shortstop. And I think that that's probably for the better, the most important position on the field. You know, the thing that Joe Maddon always says about Javier Baez and where he positions him from game to game is that we're going to put this guy where the baseball is going, where we think it's going to go. Heavy lefty lineup, we're going to put him at second base. Righty or pull side guys, we're going to put him at shortstop. Wherever we think the baseball is going to be rolling, we would like to have Javier Baez on that part of the dirt on the infield. But I do think that it's probably a really good idea to keep Javier Baez at the shortstop position. But the most important thing for Addison Russell, again, is he used all those good words, you know, the things that you have to say, the buzzwords. accountability. Let's see if he remains being accountable. And that means to the media, that the media gets to keep asking questions. Not every day, not like every second, but the updates continue to come, and he continues to be honest about what's going on. 312-644-6767 is the number. Bruce Levine. In a little bit, we are textable as well at 670-11. I might even try to sneak in a little bit of Bears talk as well here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I'm learning how to cope with, you know, my feelings and emotions, to handle adversity whenever I face them. Through my process and through my treatment, I feel really confident that this issue should not come up again.
It's Addison Russell right there. I'm Mark Grody. On the text line, when does Russell's personal life go back to being his? I'd say probably after this year. You know, I'm just saying, I think that's a small price to pay to having to answer questions, and it's not going to happen every day. I'm just saying, I hope he doesn't just shut down about it now. Like today was good enough, that's it. Whew, I don't have to talk about that anymore. I just hope he continues to be that word that he said, accountable. If Addison Russell helps the Cubs win a World Series this year, this incident becomes a blimp in his career. Probably. let's be honest. Yeah. If he goes through all the protocol that he's continued to go through, and then he does help the Cubs win a World Series. Sadly, for better or for worse, probably for worse, it does become a blimp in his career. Why is this not treated as a mental health issue and covered under HIPAA, Mark? Did you know that you were an alcoholic after your first drink? If that's what is a reporter going to ask, started beating up women again, or did you never stop? I don't know about that HIPAA stuff. I really don't. If HIPAA was an issue, then Addison Russell would not have spoken today. And a lot of this, too, is about a victim. And, yeah, I mean, it's great that if Addison Russell is being genuine in his desire to get help, and he can continue to get help throughout his life to not let that happen again, I think that's fantastic. 312-644-6767.
Yeah, this guy, 84-7 guy, is comparing what Addison Russell did to alcoholism, which is absurd. Especially he's comparing it to you. So that's garbage.
Yeah, no.
Whatever the 847 guy, whatever you're doing, that's garbage. Addison Russell inflicted pain onto a person, but with his own actions.
Right, and he's got to continue to be accountable. And it is something that people can, and the only place that I would compare it to with alcoholism, and you're right, man, it really the two are completely different, is that you can continue to get help. You can get help for that every single day. You can get counseling for it every single day. And maybe he is, but that's my hope for Addison. Let's go to Cedric on the north side. Cedric, you are on The Score. What's going on?
Oh, not much. How are you?
I'm well, man.
I just wanted to call in and talk about you had a caller that was saying he didn't deserve a second chance, then everybody was lying. I work as a psychotherapist. I work in mental health. And one of the things that I think is really important to understand is that people who are creating these kind of issues for themselves, be it alcohol or domestic violence related issues, are normally going to be in denial. They're not going to be forthcoming. He is a guy who has had all kind of privileges, and the club really hadn't heard the other side of the story. Now that he's coming out, he has an opportunity to clean that up. I think he needs to be given some time, and he needs to be transparent, but he needs to be given the time to heal, because now it's a part of the healing process, not only for him, but for Melissa. I think we need to all understand that this is a mental health related issue. I get that the media and the baseball and all the money and the glamour and there's all there, but this is a really serious issue. Domestic violence should be nowhere in our society. So that's just what I wanted to say.
All right, Cedric, I appreciate your call. And yeah, maybe there was some degree of denial from Addison Russell. And if that was the case and he has, quote unquote, seen the light, and he's going to go forward with everything in terms of making himself better in that regard, then I think that's great. I think that that's great. And I thought it was important to hear from Addison Russell tonight to get some of your reaction to see where it was going forward. I think it's, you know, transparency is such an important thing. And yeah, I am, like I was talking to Mike Farron earlier, like when it comes to the free agency issues, rules changes, this, what's going on with Addison Russell, it's incredibly important to talk about. But yeah, I mean, of course, I can't wait to get into talking about what's going on the field and getting baseball really going. But, you know, this is something that obviously has it is represented in all sports, but it is mostly represented in life, and so sports just isn't anything different. So I think it was good for us to talk about this a little bit. We'll throw one question or two to Bruce Levine about it coming up at 9, but then we'll get into some of the baseball stuff with the Cubs and the White Sox coming up next here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.